Shalom Aleichem. It's time for our Tefillah Shorty of the Week. Today, we're going to talk about the Bracha of Atah Kadosh. And we're going to talk about the concept of what it means to be holy. But before I say this, I have to be completely honest with you. I feel completely unworthy to start telling you about what it means to be holy, because I myself do not feel like I've achieved the state of holiness on a day-to-day. You know, it's such a challenge, and I don't feel ra'ui, to be honest, at all. But at the same time, now that I've told you that, I'm just sharing information from what I've learned and passing that over to you, and hopefully together we can journey towards holiness. So the tefillah begins, Atah Kadosh v'shimcha Kadosh. God, you are holy, and your name is holy. Your characteristics are holy. U'kdoshim v'chol yom ya'alu chasela. And the holy ones, every day, are praising you. Now, there are two explanations as to what we mean by the holy ones. First explanation is that the angels, the holy ones, are praising God all the time. And that is certainly true. But there's another explanation, and that the holy ones are actually us, the Jewish people, who are holy and praying and sanctifying God's name. And we do this every day when we say Kaddish, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. There are times in life when we just feel like we're little angels, you know, sometimes on Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, just all you're doing is praising God. And that's a beautiful explanation. And the question that we're going to try to tackle right now is, what does it mean to be holy? So of course, this is a deep question. There are many, many aspects, but we're going to offer one insight. The Midrash teaches that just as God is holy, because He's alone, so too Yaakov Avinu is Vayivata Yaakov Vado. He's alone. So what does that mean? There's a linkage between God's holiness and our holiness. So it's explained in the book Shemoneh Esrei like this. God's holiness is that, on the one hand, Kadosh, 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 Shem Tefachot, Melo Kol Haaretz Kvodo, He's totally beyond everything. He's totally different than everything. And on the other hand, Melo Kol Haaretz Kvodo, all of the earth is full of His glory. Somehow, to be holy means, on the one hand, to be separate, and on the other hand, to be totally within. What does that mean on a practical level? So let's just break it down to earth. That's what it means to be a Jew. To be a Jew is, on the one hand, to be completely connected, caring, and immersed in the world, and on the other hand, completely separate, completely on the other side. What does that mean practically? It means I don't just go with the flow with whatever the philosophies of the world are, but on the other hand, I'm not divorced from the world. I care about the world. I'm concerned about the world. Or let's take it on another level, in terms of taivas, in terms of desires, in terms of anger, in terms of emotions. To be holy means to be above being swept up by your emotions, by your desires, by your emotions, by your jealousies. And, you know, let's take the example of food. We do kiddush. To be holy means to say kiddush, to be immersed in the world, to be totally in it, to be totally enjoying it. But on the other hand, not to be owned by it, not to becoming an animal who just, you know, without thinking is swigging, four cups of wine without, you know, and eating like a maniac is just one example of what it means to not be holy. To be holy means to be in control. And that's with food and that's with our emotions. To have emotions, but not to let our emotions control us. And that's what we're aiming for when we dive into Shemoneh Esrei. Every day we're reminding ourselves that we need to be holy, like Hashem is holy. And the more that we strive for this really challenging thing of being holy, hopefully the more we're going to feel Hashem's holiness. And we really can't do it without Hashem's help. Of course, all of life, Mesillas Yesharim says, is a journey towards holiness. But every day in our Shemoneh Esrei, we have that reminder of where we are meant to go. Hope you found this a meaningful tefillah. Something to make your tefillah just a little extra sweet. I know it makes my tefillah a little extra sweet. Hope you enjoyed it. And have a beautiful day. Good Yontif, good Shabbos. It's almost Shabbos.